You know, it's bad when there is a Facebook page that's dedicated, they say, to the sale of formula that people have selfishly bought up for resale. It's disgusting.
Oh, people should bombard that page with just how crappy they are and just, you know, sorry. That's just, there's a difference between hoarding something people want and making money off of it versus they need. Right. I don't have a problem. If it's a want, make all the money you can get.
Sure, it might be the latest necklace.
Sure.
Whatever.
Whatever the thing is. Now, this is interesting, though. I do want to share this with you. Uh-huh. We got a text, and why didn't I think of this? There is actually, and this is from 1960, this was actually a baby formula recipe. Because you figure that baby formula, the way we know it now, is a relatively new product on the market. It was only, it might have been like sometime in the 80s that it really took off to become, you know, such a, we can buy formula like this at the store.
Yeah, yeah.
And they actually have a recipe, and I'm really half tempted to say, should we post this?
Oh, sure.
You guys text it. If you want the homemade baby formula recipe, and I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody because there is, in this case, it looks like dried milk, evaporated milk in this. And I don't know what the circumstances are with your own child, whether they can, you know, take in actual milk or not.
Right.
But leave it to the 1960s, the old days here in our country, that they can figure it out.
Right. It had to start somewhere. Yeah, sure. Send us a text message. Speaking of babies, did you hear about the woman who gave birth at a Metallica concert? She was 39 weeks pregnant.
I could see it.
I don't know if I would risk it at that point.
I got dragged to two Metallica concerts in my life.
And two babies.
And no. And I got to tell you, it is, it thumps right through you. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
What
to
a great way to have a baby.
Well, it's a way.
They always say that there's things you should do. Take a bumpy car ride or eat spicy foods.
Do they change the name of the song instead of Enter Sandman? It's Enter Baby.
The boy came out kicking and screaming at the stadium while Metallica was closing their set with Enter Sandman.
Oh, see? Uh-huh. There you go.
Off to Neverland.
No, off to nap time now. Oh, maybe we shouldn't post that homemade recipe from the 1960s. Did you see the text from 2878? I had no idea about this. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
You're right, right. I've never thought, well, let me make some homemade baby formula.
Well.
Mo on the NICU said to never make your own formula and to contact them if you need to. If need be, and to contact a PED for alternative options, but never ever make your own formula.
And that's from Mo. We know Mo. Mo's
she's
our
the
Mo.
She's the head of the NICU. She's right. Like the woman.
I was just trying to help. I'm thinking like back in the 60s, Betty Crocker had to know something.
Well, and I don't want to give people misinformation. All right. So, okay, then yeah, contact your doctor or even the NICU if you need it.